WeWork Europe, the podcast of the European Centre for Workers' Questions. Hello, and welcome to WeWork Europe. The European elections are about to happen. Hopes are high, but so are concerns. In which direction will Europe go? What issues need to be tackled? And what is at stake? With this year's ESA Brussels conference focusing on the European elections and rising populism, we asked our members for their opinions. In this episode, we will concentrate on three different areas. Beginning with Austria.
I clearly recognize two forms. One is political populism from the right, and one from the left.
This is Michail Shedivi-Kluzek, General Secretary of the Christian Trade Unionist Group, FCG. In the recent national elections, the far-right party, FPO, gained 16% of the votes. Currently, the party is not part of the government, but holds seats in three state governments in Austria. Daphne Halikiopoulou, Chair in Comparative Politics at the University of York in the UK, has analysed electoral trends in the EU with a focus on the political strategy of far-right parties. She explains the FPO's success by it having adopted a primarily civic nationalist rhetoric that focuses on putting Austria first. Alongside this far-right policy is a left-wing pro-welfare stance, but it takes the form of welfare chauvinism, excluding those who don't share Western liberal values aligned with the FPO. This strategy has allowed them to attract a broader range of voters. Looking ahead to the elections, Michail Shedivi-Kluzek is cautious and restrained in his approach.
I would hope that the right-wing populists won't gain so much, but I am realistic enough to think that it will be a very close story, and they will definitely gain ground.
The union representative is already looking ahead to the national elections in Austria this autumn. A mood barometer shows that 30% of Austrians would vote for the FPO, making it the strongest party. Moving on to Spain, Carmen Quintanilla Barba, the national president of the Confederation of Associations and Federations of Families and Rural Women, highlights that populism poses a threat, particularly to equal opportunities for women.
Ha sido un populismo por una parte de izquierdas.
Because on the one hand, there is populism from the left, where we see this left-wing populism leading a rhetoric of complaint, of hatred of women against men and men against women. And on the other hand, there is populism from the right, from the far right, where they deny the evidence, deny that there is violence against women. So this populism worries me, because it could actually set back women's progress towards equality. Daphne Halikiopoulou's report highlights that Spain's radical right-wing party, Vox, supports narratives that oppose feminism and gender equality. Vox, which was established in 2013 by former members of the Conservative People's Party, is Spain's largest populist party. In the 2019 national elections, Vox obtained 15% of the votes, becoming the third strongest party in the country. Like the Austrian FPO, Vox's policies include welfare chauvinism and liberal economic views. The report notes that Vox has gained significant support due to nationalist concerns about regional separatism, particularly amid the constitutional crisis in Catalonia. Many Spaniards prefer a centralised state with minimal autonomy for regions. Looking ahead to the European elections, Carmen Quintanilla Barba has high hopes for the People's Party. I believe Europe needs sensible policies, needs policies that connect with society, especially with our farmers and our livestock farmers. and we absolutely need policies that allow European society to continue to believe that the European continent, that our Europe, has been built in such a way that human rights are undeniably not violated.
Que el continente europeo, que nuestra Europa fue construida para que indiscutiblemente no se vulneren los derechos humanos.
With Vox getting that 15% of the vote in the 2019 national elections against the People's Party's 20%, many will be closely watching its performance in this year's European elections. Moving on to Denmark, known for its strong welfare state and a long corporatist tradition, there's also a growing focus on immigration issues. This is something right-wing parties would address, right?
In fact, we don't have so much populism in Denmark because we have a tradition in Denmark when you are making law or you are working in the parliament, you always make big coalition between the social democrat, the liberalist and the conservative, and therefore the far right and the far left are mostly kept out of influence. So it's not a big problem in Denmark, but of course we have some few far right and far left.
This is Rolf Weber, International Secretary at the Christian Trade Union Krifa. In the last national elections, the far-right Danish People's Party only scored 2%, a significant drop from their previous 20%. They focused on welfare chauvinism. According to the report mentioned earlier, the Danish People's Party gained support due to socio-cultural issues and their ability to mobilise blue-collar workers. However, they lost ground due to mainstream accommodative strategies, competition from new radical competitors like the New Right, and vote switching towards the centre-right. Meanwhile, the ruling Social Democrats have shifted rightward on migration policy and remain the strongest party in government. Rolf Weber anticipates a similar trend in the European elections.
I do not really expect so much changes in the people who are elected to the parliament. I think it still be the Christian Democrat and the Social Democrat who will be in the majority.
ESA members are hopeful that regardless of the vote distribution in the European elections, the outcome will pave the way for a more worker-friendly Europe that addresses urgent contemporary issues. Rolf Weber shares this optimism.
My main concerns in Europe these days is the lack of well-being of workers and the mental crisis which we see among a lot of young people. And I hope that we will have some responsible politicians who will be dedicated to do more for the well-being of workers and the mental health of the young people.
Patrick de Velterer, Professor of Social Sciences at the University of Leuven, and former president of the Christian Workers' Movement in Belgium, is afraid that critical issues won't be addressed if right-wing populist parties continue to rise and gain more influence. That's why he suggests that trade unions reach out to the voters of populist parties.
The first thing is that we have to say, okay, we'll discuss with you, we'll listen to you. We want to take time also to be in dialogue with you. But we primarily, and in the first place, want to discuss about the agenda of the workers' organizations. So the agenda of getting rid of the rotten state and getting rid of the elite and stopping migration and other simplistic solutions that are advanced by the populists, we don't have to fall in that trap and start to discuss about that. We have to say there's another agenda that we have to discuss and together with them.
Patrick de Velterer means the agenda of welfare, redistribution of wealth and well-being, of human rights, workers' rights, the right to decent work, the right for social protection. When it comes to the role of Europe, Patrick de Velterer wants everyone to answer the questions for themselves.
We have to define again and again what the European project is all about. It's just a project of a single market where you and me can just travel around with the same identity card and be sure that the food we get in another country is as safe as the food we get in our own country. I mean, is that a project, or is it more than that? Is it also a project of joint social arrangements where you know that In terms of equal pay between men and women, that there also there is some agreement in Europe, that the conditions we impose on those who come with products from other countries, in terms of avoiding child labor and slavery and so on, that those conditions are also the same in every single member country.
In June, 350 million EU citizens will have the opportunity to vote for their vision of Europe. The results will reveal whether they align with what ESA members hope for, or if the European model will end up in a slightly more fragile state. If you want to know more about what our members think, check out the newest issue of the ESA magazine. In the next episode, we're going to talk about something that affects 96% of all European workers, digital technologies. And we're going to talk about how they affect our health and safety at work. If you like We Work Europe, do give us a 5-star rating and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you have any interesting topics or feedback for us, just contact ESA@ESA.org. We Work Europe is the podcast from ESA, the European Centre for Workers' Questions, which receives financial support from the European Union. This podcast was narrated by me, Rebecca Sharp. Script and production by Escucha, Audio Identity.